Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
I have a serious question for you, Tracy.
Okay.
Has food ever done you wrong?
No, food is like my best friend in my worst of drunk nights, in my best of drunk nights, in my worst of sad nights, in the mornings.
Who else do you go to like when you're feeling down and when you're feeling happy?
No, yeah, food is like the universal friend.
You can always count on food.
It's like a best friend that everyone, it's like a given best friend.
Wow. Like all lonely people. Just
it's like, I'm going to help you feel comfortable in your relationship and get you really fat or make you feel really good in your first year of college or make you hate me because you think of like you associate something with something about me. Food is just like a good person.
Yeah. And like food's always good for social situations.
Yeah.
Right?
Everyone's always like, let's go get dinner. Like it's the best.
Yeah. It brings people together.
Yeah. Food.
I only have two anxieties about food, which I think you know where this is going.
What do you feed kids? Because that's like always,
you know?
Always your question. It's you're like, you're going, what do you feed them? Every time she comes to my house, like, so they're like, I'm hungry. And she's like, so what do you like feed them? Don't they get food themselves?
Because I know for me, I don't eat like a good adult shitty. And I know I don't always feed my husband like I probably should. So I'm like, what would I feed like little people? And how did you know what to feed them? Like, how did you?
Well, like normal kids, like what they want is pizza, pasta, and chicken nuggets. Like those are the three go-tos. So it's like mac and cheese or like pasta with butter, and then like a chicken cutlet
like
or a chicken nugget.
Right?
Yeah, they're very plain. They don't want sauce. They don't want any green stuff, which is parsley. They don't want any green stuff on the top.
Oh my god, neither do I.
Yeah, no, that's like you're like a giant kid when you go out. Do you also order off the kids menu? Because I feel like you may.
Of course.
Yeah, like it's kind of like trial and error in the beginning. You just have
to. So wait, I do know how to feed a kid. Just feed them what I eat.
No, it's terrible food. Like, okay, my kids, I think, are maybe the only exception of kids who like choose vegetables over fatty foods.
Like, I've also seen them try shit that I'm very impressed with.
Yeah, I mean, like I make them. Okay, I made them Persian rice the other day at Tadik, and like they ate the whole fucking thing, like inhaled it, where I didn't have any left, and I was like, I guess I have to go make another one because. Like they try a lot. Jaden likes anything crunchy. Like she wants all her food well done. So the pancakes, I like crisp up the edges of pancakes. They eat them. French fries, they want well done. This is Tadik is Persian rice, so it's like very, very crispy. It's like a cake almost. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a very crunchy.
Do you lie to the kids? Like, cause I feel like that.
No, I'm literally like, eat your fucking vegetables. And they're like, I'm like, pick a vegetable. Which one? They always pick broccoli or string beans. Always. And then they eat it so fast. And I'm like, who, what kids? Like, you know what Skylar eats for lunch at school?
What?
She basically eats antipasto. Cause I send her with rolled salami, rolled turkey, a side of balsamic to dip it in. Olives. Yeah, no, keep shit. I swear to God, her teachers think I'm fucking nuts. Olives.
Make me lunch.
Yeah.
Olives. See, like that to me is not what a little kid, like I would never think to give a kid an
olive.
No,
they want like slices of cheese. Like that's literally antipasto at school. Like they're in preschool and that's what they want. And they're like, look at this spread of a Sunday dinner at my kid's lunch table. That's all they want.
Is there anything that they've had that they just don't like? Or are they like not that picky?
No, I mean, like, even, like, Skylar likes barbecue pizza. Like, it's very random. Like, kids like a lot
That's
of food.
Awesome.
But I feel like you just have to, like, enforce vegetables. Whether you have to coat them in salt, whatever you'd have to do to get them to eat vegetables is so important. Like, my kids wake up and they want grapes and slices of apples and all of that. Like, that's all they want all day. And I'm like, you guys have to eat real food. And sometimes I bribe them with pizza and I have to, like, shove pizza down their throat just to have, like, sustenance other than vegetables.
Yeah. I want to be able to eat like that.
Yeah, my kids are really good with like eating, I have to say. There's not a complaint about that.
I've never
that.
Woken up and been like, give me a grape.
Oh, no. All they want. And oh, my God. If I get a delivery from.
I wake up. I'm like, can I get a donut?
No. My husband brings home like sweets all the time. And I'm like, Corey, they like plain, like a plain chocolate, plain glaze. Like they don't like all this friggin' fritzy, frilly shit all over the top of it. Like they're not like that. I don't know.
What about when you're pregnant? Because I probably should think about that first. So what do you feed a baby in your belly?
Oh, like they eat anything you eat, but like you're not supposed to eat fish because there's a chance of mercury.
Right.
You're really not supposed to eat like chicken cutlets. You're not supposed to eat cold cuts because right. the in and out of the refrigerator could cause listeria, and baby is too small to fight off listeria. Like some of us eat like soft serve ice cream. That's listeria in there.
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
You can't have ice cream?
No, you can, but like they don't suggest like soft serve because it builds up in the machine, and like our bodies are strong enough to fight it off, but like the baby's is not.
Right.
That's why. So like there's certain things like they want you to eat. All doctors are going to be different and tell you that. But like my doctor was like, go ahead, have a glass of wine a day. It's fine. Like, pick coffee or wine. And that day you have that, whatever right. it is.
Do you have any like secret, I don't know, anything you
so
ate?
So you're
that...
not allowed to have sushi, right?
Okay.
Okay. So basically I took the pitas, those like flat quesadillas. What you make quesadillas out of? What are they called? Tortillas. Oh my god. Tortillas.
Food
okay.
episode. Help us.
Yes. And I slather it with peanut butter.
Okay.
And then jelly. Okay. And then I roll it up and then cut it into sushi slices and then use chopsticks because you're not allowed to have sushi. So to feed, like everyone has sushi cravings. So like instead of it, it totally feeds your sushi craving. Or you could use fresh bananas and peanut butter. It's such a good meal. Like it's so quick and easy.
I love that. And it and like you tricks feel your like mind.
You're, yes, it's all about mind games when you're pregnant. Whoa. Like you, it's mind over matter. So like mm-hmm. you're eating it and you using the chopsticks, you feel like you're eating sushi. It's delicious.
I love
it's
that.
It's unreal.
That's a great trick. I might do that for lunch.
Yeah. And then I also used to do it with cream cheese and pretzels. I'd crush up pretzels and put it in there. And I'd
now
be like,
we're
yeah,
talking.
It's awesome. Like when you want little like quick snacks, yeah. like that's what you want. And
yeah.
You're craving sushi. You're craving everything you can eat.
Did you have any weird pregnancy cravings?
Yes. With Skylar, I craved strawberry milkshakes every single day.
Oh my God. That's why
I gained 80 pounds.
Every single day.
I wanted them. I fought it a lot, but like that's what I wanted every day. And then with Jaden, I wanted tacos all the time. And Julian, I ate buffalo chicken roll-ups like
That's
almost
so
every day.
Fucking random.
It's literally
all three are so,
so
random,
but they were so specific and like it's all I wanted like the entire time. Every time Corey's like, "Do you want to eat something?" I'm like, "Corey, you know I want tacos." Like he's like, "Oh, that's right." I'm like baby wants tacos. Jaden loves tacos.
I'm
now.
Starting to see why you got pregnant three times. Like yeah. it's starting to make more sense to me. Like an excusable
so
reason to eat tacos
it's like the
every
most
day.
Random thing. Like who wants those three things?
Do you have any, like, when you're not pregnant, like, weird food habits? Like, you know, couples, I don't know, I feel like Dennis could tell you everything about my food eating. Do you know what I mean?
Like, ordering?
So, like, he gets really, okay, so he'll sometimes go be like, "I'm picking up food, do you want anything?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good." And then he comes home and I get food envy and I
oh,
eat all his food.
Yeah.
He gets really mad.
Because then
about
you smell it.
Yeah.
I'm always like, "No, I don't want McDonald's." And then I get fries for the girls and I'm like, "Why the fuck didn't I get extra fries? These
yeah.
are so good. My whole car stinks like McDonald's
yes.
right now. That's what I want."
So he'll do that. Like he'll, you know, of course he's in like incredible shape. So he'll eat all that crap. So I'm like, "No, I can't eat it." But then he brings it home and I'll like
I
eat
know.
Half his fries and he gets pissed at me.
Corey's the opposite. I'll be like, "Oh my God, you have to try this," and he's like, "I don't want to try it," and I'm like, "No, you have to try it," and I'll put it on his plate and like the face he makes, it looks like I just told him like I'm cheating on you. Like it's so aggressive. He's like, "What did you just do? Don't ever put shit on my plate." I'm like, "What is wrong with you?" I'm like, "I'm trying to share my food." He's like, "I don't want your food on my plate." Like he's very,
it's like OCD with like
I don't
his...
know, but no, because he mixes everything and that's weird too. Like it pisses me off. What he hates about me is that when I go to a restaurant I customize my order. I'll be like, "Can I have this, but then can you use this cheese instead? And can you make it extremely well done? And then maybe this bread, like do sourdough instead." And he's like, "So then not that order at all." And he's like, "You're embarrassing to this waitress right now." And I'm like, "Shit, I'm sorry."
I'm the same way because I'm a vegetarian. So like I change everything to like not include meat.
Right.
So it ends up, I do the same thing. I end up changing the whole order and Denny gets so embarrassed and
so
angry.
Funny.
Why do men care? Like the waitress
they get,
clearly
men
doesn't
get
care.
So like embarrassed of stuff that we do. I don't know, but there's a restaurant in AC that like you go to and it literally says on the menu, like eat how I cook it or get the fuck out. Steve Martorano. I'm like, okay.
Is it a really expensive restaurant?
Martorano's, it's okay. It's like average.
I feel like nice restaurants sometimes.
No,
will tell
he's
you
just
that.
He's just like super hardcore Jersey Italian, like doesn't give a fuck. And he's like New York, maybe, I don't know, but he's like, "Do not customize my food."
Then says the other thing that I do is that I can't just like, we go to a restaurant and I want everything. So like I'll order seven things, right? Yeah.
And just like bite a little bit.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's a girl thing.
I don't
though.
Know, but he gets so mad. He's like, if you're gonna order 10 things off the menu, you better be fucking eating all 10 things. But like I'll like nibble here, and I'm like, okay, I'm good.
I order appetizers for dinner and Corey's like, yes, that's what you're ordering. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I want. Like I don't want like a huge meal of one thing. I don't know.
The other thing Dad says I do, that he says I fake try stuff. Like Dad can be like, try this, and I fake eating it and I'm like, I don't like it.
Skylar does that. I put it in her mouth and before she tastes it, she spits it right back out. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I didn't realize I was like making it that obvious that I wasn't like tasting it.
Apparently everything you do is obvious.
Oh my God. Do you like have any favorite recipes or like family recipes or like any secret like food things? Like, because I have some, but they're very like basic, and I guess they're more easy for people that don't.
Side note, look at my phone. What I just found, selfies of 75 selfies of Skylar. Hold on.
Oh my God.
That's so funny. Yeah. Okay. So it's a German pasta. It's called Spätzles.
Okay.
It's my death meal.
Your death row meal?
Yeah.
You cook your own death row meal.
Well, no, I'd want my mom to cook it for me, ideally.
Your mom would cook your death row meal?
I mean, I don't think she would be like want it to be like that. But like if anybody could cook it, you know, like I don't think she wants to be cooking my death row meal. But like
that's not the point, Tracy.
But yeah, that's
we're not
what
going
I
into the history of like why you're on death row,
yeah,
like
no,
what you
that
did.
Just got real, real dark. Hold on.
My mom would want to cook it.
I don't know if she'd want to cook it, but I would hope that she would cook
it. Wait, but I think that like that is so sweet.
No, it's like she does it the best.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't even know what this is. I never had it.
It's two eggs. It's basically homemade pasta, but it's just not like like you know how Italians like press their pasta.
Why is it German?
It's just, I guess, it came from. Okay. Maybe the name of it. I don't know. This woman that we know who's German gave it to us. Maybe that's what it is that we just associate. Anyway, it's two eggs.
Okay.
2 cups of flour. 3/4 cups of milk and 1 tablespoon of salt. You mix it all together and it's going to get like this weird, sticky, like looking like a pile of fat consistency like pasta does. And then you put it on like a cutting board or something. And with a sharp object, like a slicer almost, you like put, dip it over a pot of boiling water. I'm like stuttering thinking about it. and it's boiling and you cut little like long, almost like looks like worms size into it. And it's like cooks in like 30 seconds. It's done. They float to the top and that's how you eat them with salt and butter. It is on fucking real. There's not even, this is what I told you. Remember I was like, I want to make you homemade pasta. You and Denny, this is what I was talking about. It is unreal. And then you do like a beef chuck with it. You don't have to, cause you're vegetarian, but like my mom will cook it with like a beef chuck with like,
what's beef chuck?
It's like a shoulder or something of a
what?
Yeah, and I mean you would be surprised the like what people use for different parts of meat, like what? For different things, like pulled
a
pork
shoulder?
Apparently is like the butt of an animal. Oh my swear God. To God. Anyway, so I deflect. No, so it is it's beef chuck and you put like mushroom and chicken broth in it and you cook it. It's like unreal. This meal is ridiculous. Also, I love making my kids Persian rice, which I talked about before. It's tadik.
Like, that's, how do you know to make that?
Well, I just, whatever I make them, they have to eat. Like, that's just how it is. I'm not cooking in the kitchen.
Like, who taught you how to make Persian rice?
Oh.
Is this, like, your mom?
Weird. No, this is actually Mike's mom. Mike from Jersey Delicious. Yeah, he was Persian. And his, when I used to, like, sleep at their house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, weird. She used to cook this for me, and it was my favorite thing. And, like, I took it with me, and I was like, this is fucking amazing. Also,
she gave you the recipe?
No, it's just rice that you like burn into the tadik in Farsi means bottom of the pot.
Whoa.
So it's like a translation basically. Mm. But it's the most, I brought you, because I made it before I got here. I brought you a little piece that you could try it. And then the best meal you could have is like maybe a pita or again, what's the word? Tortilla rolled up with sliced cucumbers and feta cheese in it. That's what she used to make me. It's like I think it's a Farsi breakfast, Persian breakfast over there, because like that's like on the spread of breakfast.
And that makes sense because you're getting your cucumbers.
It's like salty,
which are healthy,
sweet, fresh. It's delicious and it's a quick fix and it's unreal.
Did you hear me just almost stutter saying cucumbers? Because you know what I call it?
No. What do you call it?
This is on my recipe to share with you guys. I make kakumba water.
What the fuck is that?
It's just cucumber water.
Why do you call it that?
I don't know.
Wait, do you remember when we went to Connecticut one time for the judging of the beauty yep. show and they made us cucumber martinis?
Yes.
It was cucumber vodka Genius. With water and then squeezed cucumber, fresh cucumber in it. It is like, it's unreal. It's a game changer.
Game
changer. We were wow. fucking drunk off one.
I was just going to say, how did I forget about that?
You know why? Because we were so fucked up.
Oh my God.
It was so good though.
So my recipes, they're not really recipes. They're super easy and childish like me. But my cucumba water is...
Cucumba. This is amazing.
And then if you're feeling frisky, you put a little lemon juice in there.
In the cucumba?
Yeah, in the cucumba. And I have a lemon, like, squeezer.
Yeah, me too.
Hi, I just found this as an adult. And it's fucking game changer.
It's life changing. It is altering, really.
Yes, yeah, so I'll put, like, lemon water in my cucumba. Another thing I do, like, if I go to Starbucks and I'll get an ice cream tea, I'll ask for sliced strawberries. So, like, I'm just all
I
about,
always get ice cream tea.
Yeah, ask for sliced strawberries. It's just,
I
like,
get green
refreshing.
Tea lattes. Is that the same thing? No,
is,
I get a green tea latte. No, mine's with, the green matcha powder.
Oh.
It's unreal, but I get it with almond milk.
Does it give you, like, a coffee, like, high kind of?
It's just delicious, and I don't really know what it does. It's a latte. It's really nothing special, but it's iced, so it's just like a coffee.
I also take the, when I have wine, like at home, I have frozen strawberries and I put the frozen strawberries in the wine and it keeps the wine cool.
Kinda
and
like
then,
a sangria?
Yeah. So then when you're done with your glass, the strawberries are not frozen anymore. They're soft and you can eat them and they're like full of wine.
Whoa.
But it's funny because my friends come to my house and they'll bring wine. They'll be like, you have frozen strawberries? I'm like, yep.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So two things that I'm known for are, my Rice Krispie treats, because I will take the Lucky Charm marshmallows, like the unicorns
Ooh.
And stuff, and like put it in there. So they're
How
pretty.
How fancy are you?
But it's just
the girls
for prettiness.
Would love that.
Oh my God, I should make that for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, please.
And the other thing is my kitty litter.
What? What?
Okay, so do you know what puppy chow is?
I don't know why we're talking about this.
Muddy,
so.
Muddy buddies?
Like so. Dirt? Do you mean like a cup of dirt with the pudding, chocolate pudding?
No, it's okay. So it's literally rice chex and peanut butter, melted chocolate.
Oh, my friend
butter.
Mundy makes this.
Yeah, yep. And you put the powdered sugar on top.
He makes it.
So they're called Muddy Buddies, but they're like well known as puppy chow. But for some reason, I just could never remember the name and I just call it kitty litter.
That's fucking
so
filthy.
It's another thing that when I go to like house parties, people are like, did you bring the kitty litter? I'm like, yes. And they
what
love it.
What is wrong with you?
And, you know, as you can see from all of these, I do not eat healthy. And one thing that, like, I've tried recently, have you had cauliflower pizza?
Yeah. No, I eat cauliflower everything.
You like it?
Yeah.
You like the cauliflower pizza?
Yeah.
Have you tried it, like, frozen or you throw it in the...
No, I got it made at a pizzeria by me.
Oh.
And it's ridiculous. But also Trader Joe's has a pizza crust that's cauliflower and you can make your own at home.
That's what I tried. I was a cauliflower pizza crust.
Oh.
And I'm... Listen, it's just hard.
Oh, but I like everything crunchy. So for me, it was like ridiculous.
See, I don't think I did it right because I felt like it was not crunchy. And I was like, yeah, that's a no for me, dog. Like, I'm going
no,
to
I
have
love
to have regular pizza crust.
Also, my mom makes penne cola jus, which is like, it's cauliflower pasta. So
that I would like.
It's ridiculous. It basically, you chop up fresh cauliflower, or you could just go to Trader Joe's. They have pre-chopped bags of cauliflower,
okay.
And you just fry it in a pan,
okay,
and then make regular pasta and mix it all together, but you brown it until it's like really crispy, and it is
Ooh.
Like it melts in your mouth, and you just sprinkle like Parmesan over the top.
I'm
ridiculous. Also, cauliflower gnocchi from
Yes.
Trader Joe's. It's
yes.
frozen. You throw in a pan with a tiny bit of oil and it browns on all sides. It is melt in your mouth good. I would literally sell my arm for a bag of gnocchi cauliflower.
I love Trader Joe's.
No, it's the best place ever.
Have you ever had cookie butter from Trader Joe's?
I don't like anything like that because I don't know. It's like all too sweet for me.
So
I don't know why.
I eat cookie butter. I actually don't buy it anymore because I used to just eat it by the spoonful, which is just like
maybe not.
Bad.
Maybe don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so good. I also love, have you ever had from Trader Joe's the everything but the bagel seasoning?
No, but I like those flat pretzels that are everything flat pretzels. What are those called? I think you can get them there.
So this seasoning, right?
Everything but the bagel. So it's all the flavors together. You can put it on anything.
It's all the everything bagel seasoning in a jar. So yeah.
I hope you guys are like have a glass of water with you. Like I am salivating thinking of whatever she's talking about right now.
Do we not have water for the first time ever?
This is the only time I've ever had actual water instead of a drink. Meanwhile, I was about to say some like low budget shit. Like, they have coconut yogurt, like coconut Greek yogurt that you like flip over. You know how you could, they have those like pre-made little, take with you yogurts and like you flip the thing and like you dump like a topping into it.
Yes.
Okay. They have coconut flavor or coconut, yogurt. It's ridiculous, and it has almonds in the thing with little chunks of chocolate. It's so good, and it's
Trader Joe's.
Yeah, it's such a good like to go on the run, snack with you. It's like $1 each of the things, and they're like a pretty good size. And I eat them like all day when I need a snack. I'm like, oh, let me just grab a yogurt, and it's like so much better than like grabbing a bag of chips.
I want to Google that right now.
I think it's like Oikos or something. I don't know what the brand is, but it's a Greek yogurt nonetheless. Whatever.
Oh, my Greek yogurt pizza recipe. Okay. Hear me out, okay? So I actually learned this trick from Weight Watchers, and I think it's way better than cauliflower pizza.
Oh, I love it.
Mm. So it's two ingredient. They call it two ingredient dough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I beg of you, since you are a fucking like Miss Cook, Miss Homemaker, to try this, okay? Two ingredients. One is self-rising flour.
Okay.
And the other ingredient is fat-free Greek yogurt, okay?
Okay.
It's equal parts.
Yeah.
So if you use a cup of self-rising flour dough and a cup of the Greek yogurt, you mix it like fucking dough. You do the whole roll in a dough thing.
And it goes the same?
Tracy, first of all, it's because fat-free Greek yogurt is like, on Weight Watchers, 0 points. You could eat a fucking tub of it.
What?
And the flour is obviously a little more, but it's better than minimal. Crust. Right. And it's so good.
Wait,
and
we're doing this.
We have to do that. Maybe the next time I come over,
that sounds good.
I'll bring that. And like you just do like normal, like you put pizza sauce, cheese, whatever, and it's really good. So
I need that.
Yeah, we'll try that.
Have you made your husband the saute that I told you?
Yes.
Okay, so I just came over to my house and I was cooking dinner, and I chopped up chicken and cooked the chicken in the pan, and then chopped up red peppers and orange peppers and then grilled those like a saute, and literally my kids inhaled it, and she tried it and she was like, wow, this is so good, like these peppers are delicious, my husband would love it with the chicken. So she did it here. How was it?
It wasn't like yours.
What? But like, you can't fuck that up.
It was a little browner than yours.
Well, does he like it well done?
I think I like it well done, so I just cook it to my, but then like it didn't end up looking at like yours looked more. What is it called when food like looks better?
Delicious.
Delectable.
Delectable.
Is that a word?
Sure.
No, succulent. But I thought that it looks more succulent. I thought that was a really good meal for like a mom on the go, because like preparing food for her, because you fed your whole family with that.
And it was like two pieces of chicken. That's it. And like
and then
two
vegetables.
Like big peppers.
Wait, are peppers vegetables?
Yes, Jessica. I know you don't eat vegetables. That is one of the qualifying ones. It's one of the top vegetables.
Yeah, so like I thought that was
and
a great meal.
And it was sweet and salty, and it's good because all the kids like it. My husband loves it. He said like the chicken was, he was like, I feel like it was too well done, but I was like, and that was me, so he would have hated yours.
Shit.
But he really liked it. I do saute for him a lot. I also make them quesadillas. Like I'll cook chicken and then shred chicken and then make like buffalo quesadillas or barbecue quesadillas. The kids inhale the barbecue ones. That's they love nice. It.
Do you remember, like, it sounds like we've been, like, out of the dating game for so long, but do you remember what it was like? Like, why do girls, like, right, like, now I eat in front of my husband, like, a gavone. Like, it's embarrassing.
Oh, their first date?
Yeah.
I don't, like, it's like they want them to think they're, like, dainty and delicate, but, like, this is all false advertisement. Like, this is the first, if a girl orders a salad at dinner, like, she's promoting fake, because that's not what she orders ever.
So I went on a first date. So this guy, he's an ex-boyfriend, this guy, but he ended up taking me to what is now my favorite restaurant with my death row meal. Okay.
Ooh.
He was talking up this restaurant. You're going to love it. It's my favorite. But I went and I got a salad.
Oh my God, you're like, you're one of the fake ones.
And I was like, place sucks. Like, this place isn't good.
Yeah.
Like, their lettuce blows. Like, and to this day, like, I laugh because they make this incredible veggie burger and it is literally like my death row meal. But I was the same thing. Like, I guess, like, you're on a date. I don't know. But then
It's like
know.
You will. I get it. Like what's you want to you want to pick foods that like you don't look like you're a gavon. You know what I mean?
I don't want to like have like shit dripping out my mouth.
Right. Okay. So like, there are a list of foods. What do you like? Let me hear the foods you think are no good for a first date, because I have a bunch that I think are no good.
You start. You start.
I think spaghetti is disgusting. If you order spaghetti in front of me and you're like, I'll fucking die. Like, spaghetti is the most disgusting meal because it's not attractive. You're twirling your food into a spoon and then shoving this giant load of pasta into your mouth. And if you're not doing that, then you're slurping up the... It is filthy. It makes my skin crawl. Like I have bugs on me. I'm disgusted by it. It is fucking unnecessary. And do not order spaghetti on a first date. That's my no-go meal.
So I feel like there's, like, food for mood. So... You know, it depends on on a first date is different than like a date where you're like trying to go home and get it in.
Oh, like, totally different. If you know you're fucking later, there's right. definitely, you don't eat garlic, you don't eat onion.
Right.
Yeah.
Do we need to explain why? Do we need to explain why?
No, your breath will fucking reek like a bagel. Like it'll be terrible.
I feel like a no-brainer, easy. Like, I'm going to fuck you in an hour. Food is, like, light sushi.
For sure, because you don't feel bloated from it. And this is the problem with going on dates. If it's your third date or you fuck on the first date, whatever you choose, I don't judge. Listen, you, when people are, like, having drinks with dinner, you are getting drunk and you're going home. And if you have sex with this person, you forget all your good angles. Like, you're not thinking about holding in your stomach. You're not thinking about the food that makes you bloated. And what you should be eating, you're just like, you're like, oh, I'm drunk. Let's get mozzarella sticks. Like, no, that'll make you look so big. And like, from the back is our best angle, ladies. Utilize it. Like, your waist looks tiny. Your back is arched. Like, that is our, like, you need to be focused on that still. And if you're inhaling a burger, you're not going to be thinking about, like, how bloated you feel.
A burger is a good...
Oh, I think it's also gross.
But wait, first date food? You don't think it's good for...
It's like a...
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You take this burger. You're right. Unless you're dainty with it and you cut it, which then he's judging you for cutting it because it's like cutting pizza.
Yeah, that's a first date killer.
It's like, I'm judging you already. Like, I don't think I could live with somebody who cuts their burger.
Why do you think women are afraid to eat in front of men? I mean,
dainty foods, though. Like tacos, maybe not so much on the first date.
No.
Things like dainty food, I think, is pizza. You could eat pizza very, like, very sweet. Like, it doesn't have to be like you're inhaling this food.
A good first date, too, is like grab a cup of coffee. So you're not.
I mean, yeah. Like, if we can avoid eating altogether, that's ideal, to be honest with you.
And you know, like, I feel like coffee, you know how it speeds your heart rate up?
Yeah.
Like when you're drinking, like that could be mistaken for like feelings.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't
like,
know.
Is this chemistry?
Is
like
this
we're
chemistry
both like,
or did
like
I get an extra shot of espresso?
Yes. Exactly.
No, there's a lot of like foods that I feel like you should not order. Pasta? Yes. Spaghetti? No.
Pasta's good.
Pasta's great. You take one little forkful, put it in your mouth, you chew. He doesn't have to wash you with the meat and the carcass running around your friggin' mouth.
Dude, carcass.
Yeah, no, it's like there's certain
foods. Okay, so I like this. First date meal, you can go to a nice Italian restaurant or a nice...
That's where he's going
to
take you anyways, an Italian restaurant.
I think a nice sushi date is nice, too, because you could do BYOB a lot of times.
I agree.
And they don't rush you.
They have mood music. Yes. The friggin' waitress don't try to talk to you because usually they don't even speak English. It's wonderful.
I have a friend that
they
used
also
to go,
never check up on you, so you're not mid-meal, and they're like, how's the meal? And you're like, oh, great. Like,
yes.
No.
I had a friend that went to always the same sushi spot in Hoboken, and he brought every date there, every girl there, right? Oh, and great. The waiter eventually, like,
caught
what was going on, so he would, like, bring, like, wink, wink, bring over special dishes. Like, he was in on it.
That's
and
so funny.
It's guys, you suck. but it was it's like amazing, his though. Spot, and it is a good first date spot. You
so
know?
I think our top three for first date is pizza, pasta, and sushi.
Yep,
those are like the least disgusting to look at when someone's eating for the first time.
And I think again, like food for your mood. So like, let's say you've been dating for a while and you're like Netflix and chilling, like Chinese food. Like you're not yeah, looking...
Chinese food or order pizza, I think, is the yeah. cutest, like cuddle food.
Yeah, it's cuddle food.
Cause like you're eating out of the little carton of the Chinese food. You guys are laying together, movie. It's gonna end up in sex. Like you have one slice and you're not like overly bloated. Chinese food, it, like have some rice and a piece of chicken, yes. and a broccoli. You're
sauce
done.
Sauce on side.
Yeah, great. That's great. I think it's good.
I gotta tell you a story of a place you should not go. It was our anniversary and we did fondue. Have you ever been to a fondue place?
I'm not big on fondue. I'm not big on it. Why? I don't know why. I don't really eat melted
Explain
chocolate.
Explain yourself.
I eat chocolate only frozen. I don't eat melted chocolate. So the people that are fucking dipping their fruit in the chocolate, I want to gag. I skeeve it.
When you go to a fondue cheese. Place, they bring you your own thing.
I know. But I skeeve like melted stuff. I don't like it. Like even the cheese that you're dipping in, I don't like the cheese. Chips only.
All right. So we went to this place. It's just strictly a fondue restaurant where they keep bringing you out chocolate fondue, cheese fondue. Yeah. I mean, all these different sorts of fondues, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I don't know. It's our anniversary. Like I'm trying to get it in, right?
With this one?
No.
Oh, so a different boyfriend. Cool. Yeah. All right. We're back there. Go ahead.
And we literally fucking ate too much that on our anniversary.
Oh, you threw up?
We literally just got home and we were on like opposite sides of the couch. Like we were both just disgusted with ourselves. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
there's food that makes you feel bad about yourself.
And like those things are okay, but like don't do it on a romantic night that started with like rose petals gifts.
Oh, fondue is such an expensive restaurant. No, it's gross. Don't take me there.
You know, it's fucked up at the end of the night when he's trying to snuggle you and you're like, don't touch my stomach because you're so full.
and he's
asking you for Tums. Like it's the most not romantic thing.
I'm not a date fan. I'm a like cuddle and chill fan.
Yeah.
I'm more of like, let's watch a movie at your house. That was always my suggestion. Like with guys that are like, oh, let me take you out somewhere. And I'm like, I'm more like, let's hang out, make out on your couch. And that's it. Like end of the night.
Do you know anything about
aphrodisiacs?
Is that another word I'm really not going to be able to say?
Is it so easy? No.
Aphrodisiac food.
Yeah.
Aphrodisiac. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah. It's like the foods that make you want to have sex or that are sexual foods, which the ones that immediately my mind goes to are the opposite. Oysters.
That is. Like,
gross. Gross.
Don't ever make that sound again.
Oyster fan, but like I'm not a fan of a lot of foods, but that food specifically is like the opposite of what an aphrodisiac to me is.
So I did a little research on this because I just found it so interesting. Who was the first person that was like,
let's make an oyster.
Food equals sex. Like,
I'm about food equals sex. I think lollipops are fucking, they bring sexual, attention to your mouth it being gross.
Yeah, but a lollipop technically isn't an aphrodisiac. Like, but
no,
I
think it should be. I think that there's the list is all fucked. Like, I think Twizzlers, like a candy, how it's like it brings attention to your mouth.
Well,
but
that's
you're not
what I feel like about strawberries. Like, they're like a sexual thing to eat.
Strawberries, whipped cream, any type of chocolate. Those are all sexual foods to me. I think fucking the opposite is like, let me go down, dive deep into the ocean, find this disgusting clam or mussel, pull it out, and then have it look like boogers in my face, and then eat it, and then try to be sexual about it. Like, I don't get it.
So I'm laughing because you talked about the ocean. So the word aphrodisiac comes from Aphrodite, who was the goddess of sexual love and beauty. Yep. So the story gets kind of weird because she was born from foam in the sea, right?
I don't know that deep into it.
Well, she was created when a dick was severed.
And fell into the sea?
And thrown in the ocean. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with these Greeks, man?
Like, that is what we base romance
Shout out to
love.
My Uncle Nikki, who's very proud to be Greek, but like, what the fuck is this?
So I just thought that was great. I'm like, you know, it all kind of weirdly ties together. Like, that is...
I get where they, like, but like, okay, why not like lobster or something expensive?
Yeah.
You know, lobster wasn't always like an expensive food. It used to be like a poor man's meal.
Yes.
Yeah.
They used to feed it to prisoners.
Yeah. Bro, I wish I was in jail back then. Feed me lobster.
Oh, bro.
Free bedding and feed me lobster. I'm here for unsleep nights. I haven't slept in I don't know how long. No work. Free gym admission. Great. This is awesome. and lobster. Bro, why are we not locked up back then?
Let me read to you some foods that are technically...
I'm going to say yes or no. Go ahead.
Okay. So, so spicy foods are supposed to be aphrodisiacs. So let me tell you why.
They make you shit.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
They give you guests. Have you ever watched Along Comes Polly?
What did he eat?
She took him to an Indian restaurant and he like shit up the bathroom walls. It was fucking gross.
Well, they say that... the active ingredient in peppers is responsible for the feeling of heat, which triggers facial flushing, rapid heartbeat, and sweating, all things that we associate with sexual arousal.
But I'd rather be actually aroused.
Wait, but here we go. Yeah, okay, but where we go. So they did this test with mice, right? And they found that rats that they gave this ingredient to ejaculated more often. But also prematurely.
Fuck.
I guess rats.
Who's watching rat porn?
Rat porn.
Who are these scientists that are like, let's put them and watch them all jerk off together?
They're only doing it to figure out if spicy foods are actually an aphrodisiac.
But like, this is why this is animal cruelty. You're gonna watch them. First of all, this is disturbing the peace. Also, let this fucking rat jerk off in his private.
In his rat den.
In his sewer somewhere. Like, let him jerk off by himself. Why are we watching this rat?
All right, I got an easier one for you. Easier on the eyes and stomach. So honey is supposed to be an aphrodisiac. Now, the word honeymoon comes from honey. And the reason is because...
I think I know.
They used to give the bride and the groom a beer that was like a honey beer.
Oh, that's not what
and
I thought.
And I want to know what you think in a second. So the mead was a gift from guests, and it was believed to be an aphrodisiac to help with conception.
Oh, no. I thought honey because honey is the only food that doesn't expire. And I thought honeymoon, like forever in the honeymoon stage.
Aww.
Maybe I'm thinking more into it, but like that's what I thought honeymoon.
You were thinking, that's like sweet and like.
Yeah, that's like kind of more not thought like, oh, because.
Oh, go get fucked on your honeymoon.
Yeah, like, that's a little more.
Chocolate is supposed to be an aphrodisiac, right?
I see that.
And then one that I found that I had to obviously read, which was avocados.
Oh.
Which keep haunting
us. No way. like guac?
I was like, of course, like the avocado theory, so it's gotta be.
No way. See, I feel like candy is a super aphrodisiac. Like there's really no candy. Like, do you know what I think is gross? Watching somebody eat ice cream.
Yeah, like when I think of someone eating ice cream, I think of my grandpa with like ice cream all over his
face. I think of people that I've watched walking like on the boardwalk and they have this cone and they're like, they're full blown tonguing this fucking ice cream.
Oh!
And I'm like, oh my God, like this will haunt me for the rest of my life. And I can't make eye contact with people who are like eating ice cream. When I eat ice cream, like I eat out of a cone, sure, but like I can't do it with other people watching me.
So we had questions from the baddies, and you're making me think of one of the questions, which was,
okay,
what foods have each of you had incorporated into sex? So you were saying like,
whipped cream is like a go-to, I think, but that's like so cliche. It's but so like cliche, yeah. It does make everything taste better.
But you also like you said, like you can make things sexual, like lollipops, Twizzlers. Like,
I think they're flirting devices.
Whoa.
Yeah, like you have to be very like I'm a class A flirt, so I do things that I'm very aware of and that I'm not aware of both at the same time. Like I know that a lollipop is going to draw attention to my mouth, right?
Okay. That's why you keep them in your purse.
No, but like I also like sometimes I forget and then you don't realize that you're doing it. But I do know like that's something that like if I were a guy and I were to see a girl with a lollipop, I'd be like, yo. The way she's licking lollipop. Right. Like, yes. And I think candy more than anything is aphrodisiacs.
They're trace rhodesiacs.
Trace rhodesiacs.
The Greek goddess of Jersey.
Yeah. Juno. Yeah, I just think there's food that you can make sexual way more than like.
Have you ever actually brought food into the bedroom?
Just whipped cream. Have you ever seen Varsity Blues?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. That's like, I've done that. You've
done that?
Yeah.
What about Samantha in Sex and the City? Remember she did sushi all over her body?
No. Because I don't think sushi is sexy. I think sushi is an easy first dater. No.
Oh, my God.
I think like chocolate sauce is good. And whipped cream. Those are like the only two. Even caramel, but that gets a little stickier.
Yeah.
Not my fave. But like they just make like. Doing the acts a little
question.
Less.
Sorry, what? I'm thinking way too much into this. So when you did whipped cream,
yeah,
were you like in your home? Like, were you in a bed?
I was in my apartment.
Like, isn't it messy?
I mean, yeah, but you wash the sheets. Don't you wash the sheets after sex anyway?
Not every time.
No, not with your husband. Okay, but like when you were having sex, like with boyfriends and stuff, or like hook up. Yeah. Or like a hookup, like don't you wash them after
anyway? Wow. Okay. Now we're getting you the juice.
Yeah. I just think that like you, first of all, gets messy anyway. Right, let's just say,
you,
okay,
Tracy,
she gets messy regardless because if you're good at what you do, hopefully there's a mess to be made. But anyway, so if there's a little whipped cream on the sheets.
No, you're okay. Right. I mean, like, college Jessica is not thinking about the fucking sheets. She could care less. Like,
okay.
It's just this Jessica has become, like, don't go get into bed unless you, like, clean your feet. Like, a crazy person.
Yeah, but still, like, it was worth it. It's delicious.
Trust me, I just saw the look in her eyes.
It was worth it. You should, everyone should do that. But those are the foods that I think, like, should qualify. Like, I don't. There's a few other things like, champagne and strawberries is like an off, drunk and sweet. I don't know. There's a few, but I honestly think candy and like any like topping type things is good because you can like lick it off people.
Right.
Yeah.
God, I'm trying to think like
I've never bring like a fucking footlong into the bedroom, like a sandwich, but no, like I don't incorporate food that way. But yeah, like desserts, sure.
You mean you're never eating dinner and like, let's move this whole meal into
let's
the bedroom?
Let's move this meal into the bedroom. Not really.
Footlong.
$5 footlong into the bedroom.
Oh my God. All right, let's, while we're doing questions from the baddie, I'll read the other one. I'd love to hear what food makes you feel the most uncomfortable eating in front of the opposite sex. I think we already actually figured out that it was spaghetti. And you know what? That might be my new one because that was the way you slurped. Like
it's filthy,
it's
Jess.
Jarring.
Have I not scarred you? I'll do it again.
No, please.
It's so gross.
No.
Thank you. I just want you to
think
appreciate
of all
it
the
on
baddies
the level
in
that
their
I
car that's going through the car speakers right now.
They're all throwing up outside their windows.
Side note. Sorry, I keep getting distracted. But does Corey ever cook?
Corey makes a bomb chicken cutlet.
Wow.
Like he makes it the way his dad makes it. So he double batters it. So he'll dip it in egg, then the breadcrumbs, which he makes his own breadcrumbs. He does, a mix of Italian breadcrumbs, panko, and chopped up Cheerios, like a honey nut Cheerio chopped up, and, Parmesan, and then mixes it all together. So he does the egg and then the dip. The breadcrumb explosion that he creates. And then he goes back to the egg and then dips it again into the breadcrumb and then fries it until it's like black. And it's so amazing.
And he'll
we
make
also
this
cut
for
them
you?
Extremely thin chicken. Like,
yeah.
Like we pound it down like very
thin.
Like
that. Yeah, I like that.
I can make a whole chicken dinner out of one piece of chicken because I just sliver it. Anyway,
sliver.
Yeah, I ski that, but he does make better chicken cutlets than I do.
Huh.
So he, whenever I'm like, I'm making cutlets tonight, he's like, I'll do it for us. Because he knows that he like kills the cutlets. Like he does a great job.
I like that. Like yeah. I get that food is the way into a man's heart, and that's why we cook for them. Like
yeah,
I just
cook for them because he's just like coming home and I have to give him food of some sort.
You don't
we
want
have
to
feed him.
I mean, I think that we in the beginning of the show, we covered all the reason that food is good, and we forgot to say that like it also keeps us alive.
Because you fucking need it to live.
Like the smallest thing ever.
Yeah, you know.
Side note. I feel like men don't cook enough for their women.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes men make a bigger mess in the kitchen, and honestly, I can tell when Corey's cooked. And I'm going to Aruba for a week, and I just know for sure I'm coming home to like a dirty kitchen.
Oh, shit,
like he's gonna clean it, but it's not gonna be grade A. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah,
there's gonna be like oil spills everywhere.
Dude, it still boggles my mind. Like my dishwasher looks a certain way. Like Dennis, look in the fucking dishwasher. There's 50 plates
are on
all
the bottom,
facing
and they're all yes.
They're
why
all
are they
all
facing?
The same
is it
way.
Is it an OCD thing? What is that?
I
have
know,
to have them all
like,
facing the same way.
It's a clear pattern, and he'll put a plate in there, and
it's
just
it's
chaos.
Going AWOL.
Yes,
like to the side. You're like, what is that one plate
I'm
doing?
Like, I'm like, hey, get over here. look at these. You see anything
Made
different?
Out. What do you see wrong?
Like, I've become the worst.
Where's the issue here?
Say, do you see what's what looks different here? Let's play a game.
Let's play Hidden Treasures. Yeah, what's wrong with this fucking picture?
Does one plate look different than all the
Where's
fucking
Waldo?
Other plates?
Where's Waldo? Find the plate.
Oh, my God. It gets me fucking crazy.
I can't.
But, like, he definitely does not. He cooks, but not for me. And he always goes, well, you're a vegetarian. I don't know what to cook. And I go, guess what? I'm a vegetarian. I figured out how to cook fucking meat for you.
No.
Like, do a quick Google search.
I have to say, last night, Corey. Okay, so I wasn't home last night because I was at my mom's. And Corey was home and I guess made chicken cutlets. And then I had to go home and get a paper signed so Julian could get his passport because we're leaving soon. And I was packing. And then Corey came upstairs and he had chicken cutlets and pasta he made for me. And I was like, oh, that was so nice.
See, that's
like,
nice because you're going away and you're stressed out.
Yeah, I was so stressed. He's like, take 5 minutes and eat. And I was like, okay.
One of our sponsors for this show. Just said their name. We might as well talk about them.
Okay.
Away.
Okay, so Away is this company who were founded by two friends from New York who found themselves at JFK Airport. They had dead phones. Their flights were delayed. And they came up with like a bright idea. Luggage with power. The Away carry-on was born.
If you can give me a piece of luggage that I can charge my phone, I'll chill at the airport all day.
That's the problem is they just started adding like charging stations, but like there's 75 chargers plugged up to it.
That.
Everyone's climbing on top of each other.
No.
Like I'm not about it. I'll go to another terminal before I go and I'll go find an outlet somewhere.
They asked thousands of people how they pack, why they travel, and what bugs them most about their luggage. And then they designed a bag that solved the problems that everybody dealt with, like annoying wheels and dead cell phones. Oh, I hate the wheels when wheels
oh,
on your fucking luggage.
And they like
so
don't
go
the
right
way. And I'm looking like an idiot trying to drive. I'm like, why is the luggage winning?
Yes. This piece of luggage, I can tell you, it is smooth. Like, that's the only word I can describe. Like, it rolls like it should fucking roll.
And they have two sizes to their carry-ons, and both of them are compatible to charge cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB card. It's a single charge.
This is what's also really cool, is they have TSA-approved combination lock built in to prevent theft. And it comes with a removable, washable laundry bag that keeps dirty clothes separate from clean.
All right, guys. So today we have all suitcases. You're getting $20 off a suitcase. That's pretty major. Visit awaytravel.com/badexamples and use promo code badexamples during checkout.
And comes with a lifetime warranty. So if anything breaks, they will fix it or replace it for you for life. You can't ask for better than that.
Visit awaytravel.com/badexamples and then use the code badexamples when you're checking out. They also have an Instagram, a Facebook, and a Twitter. You can check them out on all these places.
Free shipping.
Away Luggage. You guys, this is, I cannot stress this enough. This is something I need to invest in. My parents travel like 17 times a year, and my dad would like love this. I think I need to get this for him.
Oh, that's a great gift
idea,
actually.
It's a great Christmas gift. A great Christmas gift.
Summer starting tomorrow, but it's cool.
Yeah, that's fine.
Have you fun guys, on your trip, Trey.
This is something that I'm definitely using for my Aruba trip on Thursday in 2 days.
You're going with the girls, right?
Yes. So,
and your mom? Tell me everything.
And my mom and my dad.
Wait, can I just tell you something?
Yes.
I've been really working on this pitch for you. And I just feel like going on a nice trip to Aruba with your family and the girls, and you should have someone there with you to take care of the kids so that you guys can have fun.
Yes. Okay. You would feed my kids rocks. How am I supposed to enjoy my trip I have a fourth child to take care of?
But we'll be like, isn't it all-inclusive? Like, I'll just take him to the bar.
No, my dad doesn't do all-inclusive. He likes to pay for his stuff for some odd
reason. Oh, even better. I'm just saying, like, I feel like you could, like, I could do a lot of things for you.
So you want me to take you with me?
Yeah, but, like, okay. Just, like, not as your friend, as, like, your franny.
As my franny?
Yeah.
So cute.
I'm just saying, I think everybody could use a break, and I think you, a good franny would be, you know.
I fucking love you.
I'm going to pitch it to your mom for the next trip. Trust me, okay. I'm already working on
it. Got it.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
First one, Taco Bell, McDonald's, Burger King.
Okay, hold on.
Think about it.
McDonald's, Burger King. Kill Burger King instantly. Instant kill.
Me too.
Marry McDonald's. I can never give up those fries. And
fuck
those tacos.
Same exact order.
Yeah.
Same exact order. Great. So I talked about my Taco Bell trick before, but not on the show. So, it changed your life.
I can now eat it because I never ate it before.
She was like, Taco Bell. And I was like, no.
I've never had Taco Bell until Corey once forced me to. And I was like, I can't eat this food. I can't. I got no meat in it, no nothing in it. It was like lettuce and cheese. I'm like, what is this?
So I go to Taco Bell and I get tacos, and I say beans instead of meat. So like, I'll get a cheesy gordita crunch and I'll get beans instead of meat.
It's life changing.
And it's so good. And it's great. Like, you feel great after. Like, you don't feel that like Taco Bell meat feeling. Ugh, you know what I mean?
I can't even talk about it. It's so gross.
I also do that when I go to like Wendy's or McDonald's. I'll ask for a cheeseburger with no meat.
What does that mean?
It's like, it's so like...
They do that?
Oh, yeah. And they don't even... It's funny because they used to like look at me kind of side eye, but now with like... People are fucking all over weirdos.
Hold the fuck on. If I go to McDonald's drive through and I'm like, can I have a cheeseburger with no meat? They have one there.
They'll just fucking make it for you, yeah. And they won't even... I promise you, we'll videotape it. They won't even go, huh? They'll just fucking do it.
What is in it?
So I like, my favorite are the Wendy's because I get a junior cheeseburger deluxe and it comes with lettuce, tomato, onion, mayo, ketchup, cheese. Delicious.
Oh, so it's basically a bun with like all the toppings.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were making you like a vegan veggie burger.
No. Oh, beans. Beans.
I was swayed for a sec. I was like, wow.
Alan, help me here. I was swayed for a sec.
I was like, hold on.
It's just a meatless cheeseburger. It's a cheese. It's a grilled cheese. I like the McDonald's like flavor. Like a cheeseburger from McDonald's tastes good.
Yeah, I know.
Like whatever else they fucking put on it, the onions, like terrible. It's good. So I just get it without the meat.
And it is a terrible thing.
It's very good.
It's so good though.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay. Pizza Hut, Papa John's, Domino's. Who are we killing?
I think I'm going to kill Papa John.
I'm killing John, like without a doubt. Sorry, he's fucking Papa. Dead to me. I'm marrying Pizza Hut
and fucking because Domino's
I despise
for sure.
Domino's sauce. I can only eat Domino's when really? I tell them no sauce. And also they have cheesy bread, which is bomb as fuck.
See, Domino's is like my drunk. That's why I would
Pizza
fuck
Hut,
it.
It was my ideal drunk night is really? Like the breadsticks from Pizza Hut. And then I do
sober.
Like their pizza better than Domino's for some. It's something about the sauce. I can't eat the sauce from Domino's.
No,
not
Domino's.
Like Pizza Hut is much better because it's filthy, but like it's better than Domino's.
Poor Papa John.
Papa John's is dead to me. I don't even want to mention his name ever again. Freaking his official sponsor of the Giants. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Every time I see that commercial, I'm like, relax, shit. John.
Relax, John. Oh my God.
I don't think there's anything better though. Like, I feel like I feel bad for people who don't live in Jersey. I don't know what it is, but like you don't experience the down the shore thing. Oh. Down the shore is like legendary. Like Jersey down the shore summers are
the food's
ridiculous.
On the boardwalk.
The boardwalk food. We have Taylor Ham in Jersey, which if you live south of the middle of Jersey, you call it pork roll, I think. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's basically it's basically a hot dog / bacon / sausage all in one. It's unbelievable. They burn it to a crisp, put it with egg and cheese on a roll. It is ridiculous. It's a Jersey thing.
So, also, confession, that is my, like, when people are like, don't you miss meat? I'm like, no. And then I'm like, fuck, Taylor ham, egg and cheese. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a Jersey thing. When you go to a diner, first of all good nights in Jersey end at a diner. They're open 24 hours. You go there with your
friends.
Even
as an adult, that has not changed.
Oh, no. No. And what do you sit down, you order? Can I have a Taylor ham, egg and cheese, either on a bagel or a roll?
Yep.
With disco a side of fries. Cheese fries, disco fries. That's what we order in Jersey. It's basically, some type of French fry, either a steak fry or whatever they have at the place, with melted mozzarella and a side of gravy, which Jessica had no idea was meat for a long time. Anyway, those are called disco fries in Jersey. So every person that I know sits down at a diner. Can I have Taylor ham, mac and cheese with a side of disco fries? It's like it's what happens when you walk in. It just comes right out. You can't even stop it from coming out of your mouth.
And like, we have the best bagels, the best pizza.
We do. It's a New York, New Jersey thing.
Do you know what I just found out? Do you know other people don't, like, when you order pizza, what do you say? Like, can I get a pie? Do you know other places, like, don't call it a pie? Like, they think you're fucking, like, making a pie or something?
Weird story. This girl who moved from California one time, she was working at a pizzeria in my town, and I called and I was like, hi, can I order a pie? She was like, yeah, this is the pizzeria. And I was like, I know. I called it. And she was like, okay, what would you like? And I'm like, I just want a pie. She was like, again, this is a pizzeria. I'm like, I want a fucking pizza pie. It's
fire
really
her.
Yeah, get this bit. What is your name? What the fuck is your name?
Can I talk to your manager?
Give me your boss. Put Rocky on the phone right now. I was Rocky. Like, yeah, he's the owner. I was like,
Rocky,
get me this fucking bitch
owner.
Out of here. Yeah. I was like, get me the fucking owner. And she was like, he was like, I don't know what to do with her. How do you, like, would people, she thought I was fucking looking for, like, an apple pie or something.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Is she insane?
Yeah, there's, so,
it's
I
just
mean,
slang,
I,
Jersey
it
slang.
It is slang, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's stuff that we in New York, New Jersey, possibly Connecticut, maybe Pennsylvania understand, the four of us as
so
a group.
True.
They call it the tri-state, but I never know which one of us is considered the tri-state,
like,
Connecticut or Pennsylvania.
Have you ever went on a trip, like I've been to Florida and had a bagel, and I'm like, oh, this is a mistake.
It's skeeved.
It's horrible.
Worthy. Yeah.
It's like really not good.
And then, okay, people will fight me. Like, they're like, oh, Chicago pizza's better. Like, fight me in the street right now. Let's fucking go. Like sharks in the Jets. It's like when you talk about pizza and you're like Chicago pizza or New York pizza, it's like literally the Sharks and the Jets. It's like the Mets and the Red Sox. It's like
the Yankees and the Red Sox. I love you so much.
Both.
The Mets and the Red Sox.
Yeah.
Sports is not Tracy's thing, but pizza
is. It's no fucking joke. Pizza is. And it's not a joke. Like, people really fight over that shit. They're like, they'll go to the fight and death of that.
For sure. Guys, your sleep is so important. We talk about on the show all the time, self-love, self-care. Casper is not just a friendly ghost. Casper is a sleep brand that makes expertly designed products to help you get the best rest one night at a time. While Casper products are all cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing support comfort for all kinds of bodies. What's cool about Casper is it combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amount of both bounce and sink. For me, what I really like about this mattress is that it has a breathable design that helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. This is key, especially when you're sleeping next to a 230-pound beast. You're probably thinking that it's a mattress. Like, I'm not trying to buy a mattress right now. But Casper has affordable prices because they cut out the middleman and sell directly to you. They deliver it right to your door in a small, how do they do that size box. Free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. No, seriously, you can be sure of your purchase with Casper because you get a 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. With over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. If you want to give Casper a try, we have a special offer for you. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/bad examples and using bad examples at checkout. Terms and condition apply. casper.com/bad examples and use bad examples at checkout and get $100 towards select mattresses. Give it a try. You have nothing to lose. This is where things are going to get really serious.
Okay.
So get ready to feel hungry. Get ready to possibly have your heart broken because we're going to play Would You Rather.
Okay.
Would you rather give up carbs for a month or give up dairy?
So it's either bread or cheese, basically?
Yeah. Like, how could you even? It's a horrible. This reminds me of, like, World War Z, like, end of the world type shit.
This is world-changing things. I have to give up dairy because I can't give up bread.
Wow.
But then I can't butter the bread. Wow, this is like Sophie's Choice.
Yes, my God. I don't know what to do with bread without dairy and cheese.
Awkward. I can eat bread out of the bag. Like, go get a sliced panella at the bakery. Like, I can eat it straight out of the bag. So I think that before, I mean, I can also eat cheese. I can eat butter on a fucking spoon if you need me to. Like, I could eat pretty much anything.
Oh.
Okay.
So you're giving up dairy?
I'm giving up dairy, unfortunately. I also drink almond milk always, so milk is not a problem for me.
Yeah, but do you ever have fucking fake cheese?
No, I don't eat that. But Echo, my husband's best friend, like, says it's everything. He's lying. And I don't know. I can't do it. Save
don't trust
one.
Him.
Ready?
Yep.
Bagels or donuts. Save it.
Bagels.
Bagels forever.
Forever.
You could
right?
not force a donut on me and me be like, you're better than a bagel. Like, there's nothing. Bagels, it takes like a week to digest that shit. It's the worst for you. I won't give those up ever.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Would you rather eat cookie dough or brownie batter?
That's a literal. It's time of day for me.
What? Which one?
I could at nighttime. I want brownie batter. Like during the day, I want cookie dough. It's
whoa.
Weird. Like, yeah.
So in college, when I realized
I don't like either of them cooked, though, I like them raw.
Same, me too.
I don't like brownies. Actual brownies, really.
Me
and
too.
I really don't love cookies that are home baked.
So in college, once I realized, like, holy shit, like no one's telling me what to do. I used to buy brownie mix and literally like bake it. Not bake it, mix it, mm-hmm. and then just eat it raw, and then put like tinfoil over it and keep it in the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. But the problem is it has egg in it. Like, you need the cookie dough now that like they put on ice cream cones. Like, they have those things now.
Fuck that salmonella shit. If anyone's gonna die of salmonella, it would have been me, and I'm still alive, bitches. Would you rather live in a world with no mac and cheese or a world with no pizza?
Oh, mac and cheese, kill it. I cannot live without pizza. There's no way. There's no way.
Nah, love me some mac.
Oh, no. You would pick mac over pizza?
Yeah.
Jeez. You have a strong bond.
Cheese. Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's the cheese, yeah.
It's a chemical thing.
Yeah. It's an imbalance is what it is. Would you rather live in a world where you can only eat Chinese food for a year or only Mexican food for a year?
So this is interesting because Chinese food, there's like a lot of different options. Like every night you could have something different.
I
kinda.
Do not eat Chinese food at all.
What?
Never.
Explain yourself.
Ever. I skip Chinese meat.
Does Corey ever order it and you just don't get
He's
it?
He's always like, what do you want to eat? And I'm like, anything but Chinese. He only orders Chinese food when I'm not there.
So you won't even eat like the noodles or like anything else from
if
there?
If I'm put in a situation where they're like, we're going to Chinese and I'm like, oh, fuck,
like,
I have to, I'll get noodles.
They eat. Okay, you're right. You're right.
I can't do it. No.
I'm eating Mexican for a year anyway. Because
I'll eat Mexican fucking
you
every
apparently
day.
Did with Jaden.
Yeah, no, I would eat tacos and quesadillas and enchiladas like for the rest of my life. Taquitos are life.
Would you rather eat no candy at Halloween or no turkey at Thanksgiving?
No turkey at Thanksgiving. I literally pass out seconds later anyway. I don't even miss
You're
it.
Not giving up the candy, right?
No, I'm not giving up
okay,
the candy.
Smart.
No,
okay,
I
good.
Actually hand pick all. I'm like, let me see what you got. And I'm like, empty your fucking bags,
I'm
kids.
Doing this for you guys. Yeah. I'm making sure
I'm
it's
just
safe.
Making sure that the food is not destroyed and there's no like needles in these foods. And I go through them and I pick out my good stuff.
I think that was an urban legend created by a mother like to go
no,
through her kids' food and
no,
like
yeah.
find what they
yeah.
want out of it.
For sure.
Give up one, wine or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Okay, good.
I don't ever need chocolate again. I'll drink wine forever. If it meant that you could only, if it meant you could save pizza from extinction, would you eat a spider?
Yes.
For sure. I'd eat 10. I'd eat 8 slices of spiders.
Me and you didn't think about that
no.
too long either.
My husband would rather die.
I got a harder one for you, though.
Okay.
If you had to go to the gym every single day for at least an hour so pizza could continue to exist, would you do it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
If I have it in me. Is that terrible? Okay. If this question existed pre-kids, yes.
Now.
I would do it. Now I'm so fucking tired. I'm lucky I have sex every day. That's like, that is my cardio.
Your cardio.
Sex is
yeah.
my cardio.
So yeah, I think pizza might not exist in our world.
Yeah, it's hard to go to the gym, man. I can't even do it. Would you rather have peanut butter on the roof of your mouth or Cheeto dust on your fingers? Come on, give it to me.
I mean, I like having Cheeto dust on my fingers because I like licking them.
Peanut butter is filthy on the roof of your mouth. Like, you're literally like...
Add that to
trying
the
to get
list
it out
of things to not eat on a first date.
It's,
peanut
yeah,
butter.
Peanut butter. It's delicious, but to be on the top of your mouth is awful. A Cheeto dust, yes, all day.
Would you rather eat Kale chips or literally anything else.
What the fuck is kale chips?
Yeah, exactly. Disgusting. You know what kale is?
Yeah, it's lettuce. Fucking lettuce. Yeah, so lettuce. Hard chips. Lettuce? Yeah. I'm good. Thanks. Okay. I'm going to go get Taco Bell.
On the way home, yeah.
I feel like I may go get Taco Bell.
Yeah.
No, like.
For sure.
I just, yeah, you know what? I want the Dorito one.
You ever?
The Dorito shell.
Uber Eats.
I hate paying $5 extra for something that I could go get.
I agree with you, but let me tell you about the most goddamn American thing you can do. Sit at home on Friday night, 10 o'clock at night. You probably shouldn't be even awake because you're old. And what are you doing instead? You're Uber eating Taco Bell directly to your house, and some fucking guy on a bike shows up and hands your fat ass food. And that, I mean, my friends, is our beautiful country.
It literally, yeah, you know what?
And that is 2019.
Let's clap it up for USA.
USA! USA!
Seriously, I don't think, like, these are first world problems, but I really feel like we truly don't appreciate living in this country. No. We have Uber Eats in one state. We have, there's another, it has another name in New York. I forget what it's called.
Like Seamless.
Delivery Dash or something.
Yes.
They have all these food places. Also, you call an Uber or a Lyft to your house, and this random car drives you wherever the fuck you want to go. They don't have this in other countries, guys. Yeah. We have the world's best food.
You know what
here.
Happened? People are getting Ubers and bringing, like, take me to McDonald's, like, after the bar, and yeah, now we don't need to do that. Just bring me home,
like,
and another Uber
can we get? It's a fucking beautiful country, man.
God, I love
food. We are growing because we are lazy.
We're literally lazy Americans because we are growing
into this actual, I don't want to lift my fucking finger country. Mm-hmm. It's a great thing, and I'm here to support it. I'm glad I'm living through it.
God damn,
America.
I hope you guys enjoyed this food episode, and
I hope you're all starving.
I hope you're inspired to eat something really delicious right now.
Yeah.
Go get something good to eat. You deserve it.
I'm going treat to get yourself. Food on the way home. You treat yourself.
Treat yourself. And Alan, I bet you're editing this for like 10 hours because we just rambled on and on. You got a bag of potato chips, and we respect you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. We want to thank Dimly Wit Productions for having us on their network, as always, and editing us and making us not sound as dumb as we actually sound when we first record it. We love you guys. We also thank you all for listening. Please don't forget to subscribe, download, share.
Share with a friend. We count on you guys. This is season two.
This is season two, you guys. We want a season three. That is the goal. The end goal is to keep going. Yes. And you have to keep telling your friends. Actually, right now, stop whatever the fuck you're doing. Go on your friend's phone and go subscribe to us. Right now.
That's a thing, done. By the way. Me and Tracy steal people's phones and we just subscribe.
Jessica's like, what? You just got a new phone? Hold on. Can I just see it? I'm going to enter my number and then subscribes to our podcast.
You know, I did
like,
this to your mother, right?
Yeah. My mom was like, and my mom doesn't listen. And she's like, what are these updates? I'm like, sorry.
She was like, can you show me how to set up my face? Like, I go, sure. Give it to me really quick.
Sign up, baddies. We love you guys.
We love you, baddies.
Keep listening. I hope you're eating your feelings right now. We love you. See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.